light finds stoim. What is stoim all about? Again, stoim represents kulay guf. Stoim, we know the Mishnah says in Ovois that somebody who says shali shali v'shulcha shulcha, that's the middle stoim. Stoim is kulay limits. What does it mean shali shali shulcha v'shulcha? I and you are you. Mitzad the guf, each of us are separate. Mitzad the guf, it's true. Shali shali v'shulcha shulcha. But we said that in the Shama. But stoim is kulay guf, it's kulay limit. It represents guf. And therefore, shali shali v'shulcha shulcha. You can't stretch. We know, by the way, that stoim also forbade doing chesed. Chesed is the opposite of stoim. Why? Because again, chesed means you move beyond yourself. You give to somebody else. When in Yiddish, when somebody has got a good heart, you say he's a good neshama. Why? Because somebody who has a korach of ispashta, somebody who excels the midas chesed, is neshama. Chesed means you move beyond yourself. You go out of yourself, you move beyond yourself, and you give to somebody else. Avraham Avinu is midas chesed, because Avraham Avinu is neshama. And the mid of the neshama is not a mid that's confined. The mid of the neshama is the mid that stretches out, that's beyond. And made it therefore, Avraham Avinu is midas chesed, because Avraham is neshama. Stoim is guf, shali shali v'shulcha shulcha. We know the Yalkut says that stoim, when somebody used to come in, when a guest used to come in, they used to put him on a bed, and if he was too small for the bed, they used to stretch him. In other words, faket. They used stretching for in the negative sense. In other words, they said, every golf week we can't accommodate somebody. You don't fit in over here. You're either too big, you're either too small. We have ours, you have yours. There's no stretching, faket. It's only deadly. That's the opposite. That's the opposite between the opposite. Avraham and Stoim are two opposites. Somebody who's cool a guf, somebody who's looking for tainuk a guf, he finds his way to Stoim. That's the beginning of light. Light, Stoim doesn't look ahead. Stoim, this is what we have. Shali, this is what I have. And that's it. Inside the neshama, a person's always looking ahead. What's the tachlis? Where am I going? When am I going to find my tachlis? When am I going to reach my tachlis? When am I going to be reunited with my tachlis? He realizes that the guf and everything the guf represents is not a tachlis. Stoim is the opposite of tachlis. Stoim doesn't look ahead. Stoim says, this is the guf, this is the shali. That's it. There's no tachlis. And therefore we know that when you look in the tachlis, you are called a roya. Nevi'im and Shmuel are called a roya, because Chazal say the Ezer Chacham haroya esa noilad. Somebody who can see into the future is called a roya. Stoim doesn't see into the future, and therefore, what happened to the people in Stoim? What happened to them eventually when they were punished? They all became. That was her, but eventually we'll come to the Torah in a minute. But they all became blind. Hiku b'sam v'reim, right? They all became blind. You know the story, next week's parasha, when the Malachim came, and the Malachim, and then they came around, and the Pasuk says, Hikub and Sanver, and they all became blind. Blind means that you can't see, you don't look ahead. Stoim doesn't look ahead. The emes is that the melach Stoim is the salt of Stoim. Do you know why we wash Mayim Achroinim? Because they used to use melach Stoim. So what happens when you chas v'shalom, if melach Stoim is, a person put his finger into melach Stoim and touch his eye? Go blind. And that's why you have Mayim Achroinim. So Melach Stoim is blind. Melach, the salt of Stoim, blinds. Blinds means there's no tachlis. There's no roya sanoila. There's no looking ahead. Therefore, by the way, when a person eats, v'chalta v'savata, when a person's eating and a person's satisfied, he's got to look into the tachlis. V'chalta v'savata ove rachtos Hashem lekecho. The tachlis of the food, the tachlis of the eating is ove rachtos Hashem lekecho. For avodas Hashem. Even when we're doing something begashmi, the tachlis is avodas Hashem. Is therefore we wash our hands of stoim just before we bench. We wash our hands of melach stoimis. We wash our hands of something that there's no tachlis. They look at the achila, v'chalta v'savata as a tachlis on its own, tanuk aguf. Just like we explained yesterday in Mitzrayim. that you're not going anywhere, they mummify the bodies. You stay where you are. Same thing. It's therefore we clean ourselves of soim just before we bench, because we remember that the tachlis isn't the chalta v'savata. The tachlis is v'irachta s'ashem l'kecho. Allah o'etz ha'toy v'ashenos anloch. And therefore, Lloyd goes to soim because that's what he's looking for. And this is all describing the battle, the inner battles that are going on when the neshama's in the, when the neshama's in the guf. Avraham Avinu, the Chinas and the Neshama, is teaching us that you mustn't mix and you mustn't mingle. You must remember that the Neshama is Kulei Tachlis. And Stoim is the exact opposite of Tachlis. And therefore the end of Stoim is to be destroyed. There's no Tachlis, it has no future, it's destroyed. Stoim represents, corresponds to Bechinas Gehenim. A person who lives his life in Olam Hazeh and doesn't look into the Tachlis, is that the Bechina of Gehenim. The Neshama, that's the Bechina of Gan Eden, of Olam Haba. And therefore, when after Avraham Avinu separates from Lloyd, after he says, Smoel Emino, Yemayimin Mas Milot, it doesn't go together, Guf and Neshama, there's a Havdala, there's a Lech Lecho Miyad, Lecho Milav Lecho. He says the pasuk Vashem Omar El Avram Achrehi Poed Loit Miimoy. When Avram Avinu got rid of Stoim, when Avram Avinu got rid of the koyach that's pulling the neshama down into the Olam HaTaiva, when he got rid of it, says Hakadosh Baruch Hu to Avram, Sano Inecha. Now Sano Inecha, what does that mean? Sano Inecha, you using your eyes, you looking at the tachlis. Sano Inecha, Ure and see. What's he telling him to look at? What's Avraham Hashem telling Avraham Avinu to look at? Eretz Yisrael. Next pasuk, it's kol oretz ashata royel lechotz neno lazaracha adoilom. So in other words, when Avraham Avinu's got rid of, and Avraham Avinu's boicher b'toiv, when Avraham, when the neshama passes its test and pushes away the guf, doesn't mingle, doesn't mix, doesn't fall for the typhus and tanugim. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sono Ilechos Re'ei, and see your future. You're going to be Zeichem Etz Hashem to the future. That's the emistika sight. That's the emistika looking. When you look at emistik, then you look at the tachlis, then you look at Eretz Yisrael. He's called Aretz Hashata Roya Lechot Neno Nazaracha Ad Oilam. That's the tachlis. Lo'ilam, that's Achman Tzrach, and that's where the neshama belongs. And next pasuk, v'samti zaracha kafar oretz, Hashem yuchal ish limnois es afar oretz, gam zarach imona. Impossible to count that far oretz, impossible to count your children. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu that your children has no limits. You are zoicha to the no limits. Look at Eretz Yisrael has no limits, like we discussed yesterday. Look at Shabbos, Shabbos has no limits. Kol Hashem is Shabbos kilchosoy, says the Gemara, nois noin lachla b'li mitzorim. The Nachla B'li Mitzorim. Avraham Avinu now is being Zoicha to a Nachla B'li Mitzorim. Your children, Im Yuchalish Limnois. Impossible to count. That's the Scha. So Pasha's Lech Lecha has been discussing the Scha and the Oynish. This Oynish, that's Gehenim, that's somebody, that's Stoim. That's when there's no Tachlis. So push that away. Then you Zoicha. To look at Eretz Yisrael, to look into the Tachlis, to see the Tachlis, and Yezoicha to the Tachlis, which is B'li Mitzorim, which is without limits. We know that when the Melech Stoim, later on again in this week's Parsha, when the Melech Stoim offers Avraham Avinu gifts, what does Avraham Avinu tell him? I won't even take? Not even a? Excellent. Louder? Not even a shoelace. Says the Gemara in Soita that in the Schar that Avraham Avinu says, I'm not even going to take a shoelace. What would Klal Yisrael Zoicha to? Mitzvah, the Tcheles for Mitzvah Tzitzis. Also a thread. I'm not even going to take a shoelace. He was Zoicha to the Tcheles of Tzitzis. Tcheles reminds you of what? The Yam, which reminds you of? Shemaim, which reminds you of? The Kisah Koban. And therefore, Tcheles is from the same word as Tachlis. Tcheles and Tachlis. Tcheles takes you to the Tachlis. Stoim hasn't got a Tachlis. So when Stoim wants to give Avraham Avinu presents, wants to give Avraham Avinu Olam Hazeh, what can he offer? What is the Melech, what can the Melech Stoim offer to Avraham Avinu? Says Avraham Avinu, that's not a Tachlis. I'm not even going to take a shoelace from you, because you are Tachlisness. You don't have Tachlis. Bischar, that he said, that I'm not taking gifts from Stoim, because Stoim hasn't got a Tachlis. Stoim represents Tanug HaGuf B'li Tachlis. He was Oichat to the Tcheles, which is the Tachlis, which is the Kisah HaKovet. That's the battle that the Neshama faces when he goes down into the Guf. And Avraham Avinu is teaching us what to do. Teaching us not to mingle. Teaching us to always remember that the Guf is stone. The Guf hasn't got a tachlis. The Tanugim don't have a tachlis. One has to look beyond. And therefore Yizrecha to Chesed. One has to see beyond. Then Yizrecha to see and to experience and to feel the tachlis, to feel Olam Haba. After that comes the Bris Ben Absorim. The Bris Ben Absorim, as we discussed yesterday, is the struggle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu that your children, meaning that of course the Neshama is going to struggle in the Guf. Of course Klal Yisrael struggle amongst Tumas HaOlam. That's their test. The storm gets in their way. Light, there's a light that gets in Klal Yisrael's way. That is the travel of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have to come down to Olam Hazeh for that struggle. But nevertheless, that struggle just shows that that's helping them to get to their destination, which is the Ofid Lovay. If Klal Yisrael go through with the Olam Hazeh, but remain like they remained in Mitzrayim, Shalishinu Shemam Levushom Leshoinom, they remain independent. They remember that they are Neshama in Guf, and Neshama doesn't share anything intrinsic with the Guf. Then there's Va'achrich and Yetzer Bechus Godla. And that was the message of the Bris Ben Absorim. Avraham Avinu was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just telling Avraham Avinu about the same struggles that you went through in Parshas Lech Lecha. That's the same struggles that Klal Yisrael, who's your children, your Neshamas, the Neshamas of the Omos, the Neshamas, that's the struggle that they have to go through. But just like when you threw light and storm off, Hashem says, look at Eretz Yisrael, look at the Tachlis, Klal Yisrael have to realize that they're also heading for the Tachlis. And that's why Leil Pesach, we say in Agadah Shel Pesach, or the Gemara in Pesachim says at least, Maschilim Mignus, or Messiah in Bishvach. We begin with the Gnus of Klal Yisrael, that we're Messiah in Bishvach. What's the point of beginning with the Gnus of Klal Yisrael? What is the Gnus of Klal Yisrael? Avodah Mayinu Lefar B'Mitzrayim. But later we get to the Shvach. What does that mean? That means that what's the gnus of Klal Yisrael? That Klal Yisrael are persecuted? That Klal Yisrael don't find their mokum in the Guf? Of course they can't find their mokum in Olam Hazeh. Of course they can't find their mokum in Olam Hazeh. Of course they're not supposed to find their mokum amongst the Olmos Olam. Because the Neshama doesn't find its mokum amongst in the Guf. Oy vey if the Neshama feels at home in the Guf. Oy vey when the Neshama gets, when the Neshama sort of, when the Neshama assimilates with the Guf. That is really the Shvach. We have to remember that we are Neshama. And when we remember that we are Neshama, we don't mix and we don't mingle, is then we have less tzaras. The tzaras always begin, and the tzaras always began in the history of our Golas. The tzaras always began when we mingled with the Goyim. And when if Klal Yisrael ever tried Chas V'Shalom to act like the Goyim, and to break the Havdalah between them and the Goyim, that's where all the tzaras began. Because there's a Hamavdu, because the Guf and the Neshama are separate. And Klal Yisrael have to appreciate that. And that is the ongoing struggle of Klal Yisrael and Golas. But we're promised to Metz Hashem that if we keep to it, and we make this clear Havdalah, this clear distinction, and we don't fall for them, and we don't fall, we don't pull and schlep our Neshama down into the Tanugi HaGuf. If we always remember that we tell the Guf, Ima Yemin, Asmi'ila, Ima Smol, Aimina. If that's what we tell her, that's the way we live amongst the Omos Olam, and we always try to retain our identity, is then with Zoycha, then there's less struggles, and then with Zoycha to feel and experience, and with Zoycha to the Osid Lavoi. And that's the message of the Bris Ben Absorim. The end of Parshas Lech Lecha, we arrive to Mitzvah Mila. Mitzvah Mila is exactly this message that we were just saying. Because Mila, we know, is on a Yom HaShmini. Or by Yom HaShmini, Nimol B'Sar Alosai. Why is it the Yom HaShmini? Yom HaShmini, whenever we see Shmini Chazal, it always refers to Losed Lovay. Number 8, Lamatzech al Hashminis, was David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim, Mashiach Ben David, Lamatzech al Hashminis, Shmoin always refers to Losed Lovay. Who comes to every Bris Mila? Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who's Mevasa the Geula. Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who's going to bring about the final, who's going to announce the final salvation of Klal Yisrael coming out of Golus. Why does Eliyahu HaNavi come to a Bris Mila? And the Bris Mila is the Yom HaShmini, the Bris Mila is Kula Eliyosid Lovei. What's the message of Eliyahu and the Bris Mila being a Yom HaShmini? But the answer is, because it's there's a famous Mishnah in the Dorim, where the Mishnah in the Dorim says that the Omos Olam are Bechino of Arelim and Klal Yisrael are Bechino of Moilim. The Mishnah there, Paschal, says that even if a Jew doesn't have Bris Mila, he's still called a Mohol. Even if a Goy does have Bris Mila, He's still called an Oral. Look up the Mishnah, it's the Mishnah in Dorim, in the Gemara, it's a Lamed Amud Beis, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, but again, it's making a Neder. The Bris Milah is the... Bris Milah is the Havdalah between Klal Yisrael and the Umos Olam. If that's the way we live our life, with making a Havdalah between the Guf and the Shama, is that is the key to Eliyahu HaNavi. That is the key to the Yom HaShmini. That is the key that's going to bring us to our destination, the Metz Hashem. The Mokim Amila is the Mokim where the Taivas, all the Taivas and the Tanugim of Olam Hazeh come from. And therefore the message of Bris Mila is very clear. Don't fall for the Olam Hazeh. Don't fall for what the Omos HaOlam, don't fall for what they represent. Don't push your Neshama down. Remember that the Yikud Tainuk is the Tainuk of the Neshama, as we discussed yesterday, that Avraham Avinu was told, Laha Noscha L'Toiv Oscha, the Tainuk of Tzadikim Yoishvim Matrusim Bereshem Ananim Yiziv Ashchina, the Tainuk and the Hana of Lassid Lover. Is at that moment when we mekadesh as a kiddush you did, which we take any taiva and tainuk, any koyach that might pull the neshama down, like Lot was trying to do, any koyach that might pull it down to stoim, is we remember the Yom HaShmini, we remember the Liyosid Lovay, the real tachlis, we remember Eliyahu HaNavi. And that's what we discussed already last week, that Pinchas reminded after Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael vayochalom liznois al benois moyov. And remember, Liznois el Benois Moyov. Moyov came from who? Moyov came from Loit. Moyov came from Loit, which means Loit is the koyach of Taiva. Vayochalom Liznois el Benois Moyov. Loit pulled. Moyov pulled Klal Yisrael down into the oil of Taiva. Who's mitaken that? Pinchas, because Pinchas is Elio. Elio is the one. Elio and Novi is the one who pulls us out of that and say, no, the real Tachlis, the real Tainuk is the Yosid Lava, is in Olam Haba. That's what we're supposed to be preparing ourselves for. So that's the connection between the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, the middle and the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. Avraham Avinu is told that your neshama, go into the guf for your avodah. But don't stay in the guf, don't feel at home in the guf, don't be pulled into the guf. Remember to stay clear, remember to, that this Havdalah has to remain a Havdalah. And Loit and Stoim and Mitzrayim, whichever koichas they're called, in different generations they are different koichas. Any koichas that try to pull, to break that Havdalah, like Avraham Avinu said, the smaller Yimina, that I'm not going to become part of it, I'm going to retain this Havdalah. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Achrei Parid Miloit, after you've succeeded in your Avodah, now you can have the Schar. That's the message of the Bris Min Absarim, that we're going to go through struggles amongst Umos Olam, but Achrechel Yetzibuchosh God, you're going to have the Scha. That's the Mitzvah's Mila, the end of the Parsha. Separate yourselves, realize that Tainug and Tanugim is not for down here. Bring up the Neshama to its Tachlis, which is the Yom HaShmini, which is Olam Haba, which is Eliyahu HaNavi, is Mevasa the Gula. So Parsha's Lech Lecha is a Parsha of Lech, of journeying. We're journeying, the Neshama is going on a long journey. But in Metz Hashem, it gets to its Tachlis, it gets to the Yom HaShmini, it gets to the Yom HaShmini, and that's to the end of the Parsha. And this is an unbelievable introduction to the whole Parsha of the Ovis HaKadoshim. And we today have to bear this Yisod in mind. We're living in Golos today, and we daven for Shloim Malchus, and we have to daven that Baruch Hashem, we're living in a society going that tolerate us. But nevertheless, we have to be very, very careful not to fall into certain people. Say, well, you've got to be friendly with them, you've got to befriend them, and because you've got to befriend them, therefore you've got to fall into everything that they represent. No, one can live peace and a harmony with the goyim, but we must remember this Havdalah. We must remember that we're in the Shana, we must remember that we're Bnei Avraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov. That's all we have to remember always. Parshas Lech Lecha teaches us how to go through, how to be a Lech Lecha, how to go, how to travel, how Klal Yisrael travel on their journey until they get to the Tachlis, until they get to the Achas HaYomim. Leil Pesach we eat matzah. Matzah is the intrinsic ingredients without any tosefet. What's the difference between matzah and bread? Bread has yeast. Matzah is the plain Lechem Oini. Lechem Oini means flour and water. No additions. It's the intrinsic ingredients without any additions. That's what that's what Leil Pesach. Yeah, that's what Parshas Lech Lecha reminds us. In the same way as Avraham Avinu was the Bechina of Matzah, and we'll come to that in the next Parsha Mitzvah Shem with the guest that he served the Matzah because it was Pesach. The message is that we don't mingle; we retain our intrinsic ingredients, which is our neshama, and we don't fall for any tosafot, any additions. That's the koyach of Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. We know Yitzias Mitzrayim corresponds to the Yitzia from the Gula Asida. Yitzias Mitzrayim corresponds to Mitzvah Hashem, the Tach Lachus Hayomim Mitzvah Hashem. And Ramela, therefore, that's our message of this week's parsha. That the same way as Avraham Avinu remained separate, intrinsic, the same way as Klal Yisrael did that in Mitzrayim, is to say that's what's going to take us out of our galus, the Meher of Yameinu.